Nau mai hoki mai rā e te iwi ki tēnei hōtaka o hau kāinga. Waitangi Weekend started with the Iwi Leaders Forum, where 12 ministers, including the Prime Minister, sat to discuss some of the issues in front of iwi at the moment. But we wanted to know, what are some of the priorities in front of the iwi, and whether or not the Iwi Leaders Forum is used as a sounding board for the iwi, or whether it has become its own paipai. To talk about this, we found time to sit down with some of our leaders.
The opportunity for iwi leaders and the Crown to come together, they don't come up too often, and you don't get too many times when you get 12, 13 ministers in front of iwi leaders to talk about major issues that affect our people. So that was number one, an acknowledgement of that. Number two, the topics that were talked about were important as well to our people around Oranga Tamariki, Ture Whenua, around settlements, around fisheries, around resource management. They were important issues, and so the iwi had an opportunity to put their taka in front of the Crown, and the Crown Ministers had an opportunity to respond, and in my case I had to hang some off because I only got information just yesterday, and also for the Prime Minister of the day to have a say about how he sees things in terms of Aotearoa Whānui Tonu and the relationship with iwi. I think it went very well.
Two things. I don't want people to think that the Iwi Leaders Forum is the most important thing in the world, because it ain't. The people are always the most important thing in the world. That's number one. Number two, I have no problem with the Iwi Leaders meeting. I have no problem with the Iwi Leaders meeting with the Prime Minister. But I think the Iwi Leaders could have taken a step in a positive direction by coming here to say, come here, Prime Minister, we'll meet you here.
And so the priority for me is for them to make everybody aware what they are saying and what they are talking to the Prime Minister about. And for me, that has not happened. It appears to me that the iwi leaders are in cahoots with the government, and secrecy is the word, and therefore that my priority is that they bring the issue back on the marae. That's where it should start, and that's where it should end.
To the ministers directly, they have a listening ear, and they get an opportunity to listen to the response from those ministers responsible. I think the biggest thing that came out of the day today, though, was that iwi put issues in front of the Crown, and the ministers, pretty much by all of them, said, well, I hear what you say. I understand what you're talking about. You say you want to work together. I say, fine, let's go. And that's probably been missing a lot of the time.
They should be a māngai for the people. So it's fine to have high-level discussions, but that means nothing if the discussions, the information and the decision-making isn't shared with the people who they purport to represent. So I've got no problems with the Iwi Leaders Forum to discuss and take kaupapa forward to the government to make decisions on, but that must be well-informed and supported decisions made by the people on the ground, and that connection's not there.
I'm getting sick and tired of the obsession that some people have with the Iwi Leaders Forum, and it seems like the Māori Party are totally besotted by them, and the reality is that's not where it's all at.
It appears to me that they have forgotten what the Te Reti Waitangi talks about. When they asked me quite some time ago, what did I think about the Iwi Leaders talking to government, I said, I keep looking at the Te Reti Waitangi and I don't see this word Iwi Leaders on it, but what I do see is hapū. Hapū, hapū, hapū. And so they are actually undermining that very document that we should be caring and looking after.
It's a place where government can get some conversation, but that's not the same thing as making sure hapū are the decision makers about what happens. And hapū are the decision makers. That's where all the decisions should be made.
The leaders are leading their iwi. So first of all, a person has to choose to affiliate to an iwi. So they're representing the people that they speak for from their iwi that they lead. But you can be Māori and not necessarily affiliate to a particular iwi or choose not to be represented by them. However, they do represent a huge number of people.
Well, I think they have forgotten about them. They have forgotten about the Te Reti Waitangi, they have forgotten about the 1835 Declaration of Independence, they have forgotten about tikanga, they have forgotten about us as Māori people, as tribal people, they've forgotten everything about it. What they do remember is the amount of money they're going into their pocket.
Most of the Māori I know live in Auckland and live in the cities, and they don't have their own forums. We're too busy, they're too busy trying to find a house to live in, you know, trying to get their kids to school, trying to get support there. So these elitist iwi leader forums are fast getting on my nerves, and is one of the reasons why I've decided to go down this political route. You know, the time's come to say, hey, it's not about iwi leader forums, it's about te ao Māori, it's about Māori people.
So I'm saying to the to iwi leaders, come back to the people. Don't start talking to the government without any authority from us. We don't know who appointed these iwi leaders, that's another question. Who appointed them? See, then so it appears that to me that they are really, really need to come back and understand what the treaty means and what the Whakaputanga 1835 Declaration means.
A kātia ke rā e mihi ana ki ngā kaikōrero katoa whai wā te kōrero kia mātai mo tēnei kaupapa. What are your views on the Iwi Leaders Forum? Is it still current? Are the voices of the people being heard? Let us know e te hiku irakati NZ. Mo te hōtaka o haukainga, ko hau tēnei koruku wai Ellen, mauri ora kia tātou.